KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 85 and winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, the Atlantic City Council met Wednesday evening and approved a request from Wild Willie's fireworks owner Mark O'Brien for a permit to hold a community fireworks demonstration event on June 12th. O'Brien says the demonstration will last about 45 minutes or so and is scheduled to take place between 8 and 10 p.m.
I would say the fireworks show would last about 45 minutes, I would think, is what it would take us to light that off.
And this is going to be where the soccer fields are at out there?
East of the soccer
fields. East of the soccer fields, okay. Yeah.
The Atlantic City Council also approved an order for an application to close East 6th Street between Chestnut and Poplar from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on June 13th for the benefit of children during a church service. In other business, they set June 16th as the date for a public hearing on the passage of an ordinance changing the method of election from plurality to primary and or runoff elections. John Lund says Atlantic currently has a plurality-takes-all system where someone only needs to get the most votes on the first and only ballot to win. Here's Mayor Dave Jones.
I know back in the past, John O'Brien ran against Pat Simmons, and Sid ran against Chuck Edwards and Chuck Smith, you know, because we had to get 51 from 10. For some reason, when they redo our ordinances, that got pushed up to 50 for run, get 10 votes when I'm a firm believer you need to have 51%, 50 plus one to win it.
Under the alternative or primary system, a true majority, that's 50.01 or 50 plus one, if you will, is required to become mayor if the votes are scattered among a number of candidates. The same applies for members of the council and park board. Iowa allows for both types of elections. Councilman Dick Cassidy said the current plurality takes all system is not representative of the popular vote.
If a winner gets 25% of the vote, that's not a majority of what everybody wants. There's 75% of people who didn't vote for him. So we're changing it to do something like this, and I think it's a good idea.
Under the primary approach to elections, the top two candidates could face a runoff election, the cost of which, if it occurs, City Clerk Barb Barrick said, would not be all that much. And City Administrator John Lund says,
yeah, it'll cost money, but
in the end, it's probably
what's more important, having a mayor for 4 years that the community
right.
is behind,
supports.
Or having a mayor that won on a very small minority and even the entire council could be opposed to that.
Yeah.
Long 4 years,
yeah.
So.
Nice that I couldn't answer. I didn't have any idea what it costs for an
election. Generally, the cost of an election is not significant.
And about $3,000, that's what it used to be.
The average cost of the last runoff election was anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, Barrick said. The mayoral and school board elections will be held November 2nd. If a runoff election should be needed, it would be held November 30th. In related news, the council said June 16th is the date for a public hearing on an ordinance amendment that would change the term for park board members from 6 years currently to 4 years, which the park board had indicated a couple of years ago they wanted to see implemented. The council set the wages for 2021 pool personnel, and after reviewing the contracts and bonds, approved the West 22nd Street sidewalk project contract and bonds. The sidewalk or walking path project was awarded to Henningsen Construction during the council's meeting back on May the 19th and came in under budget in the amount of $103,904.56. One of the final items of business, the council passed a resolution that eliminates a requirement that city employees and visitors to city buildings wear face masks, which Councilman Gerald Brink was happy about, and because of which Mayor Dave Jones implored people to get vaccinated.
Get rid of that and stupid thing.
I just want to make sure, if you ain't got your shot, go get your shot.
Yeah.
Stop playing the stupid game. Go get your shot. We get everybody healthy and keep going that way.
The mayor also reminded citizens to keep your lawns mowed, and Councilman Cassidy reminded people that yard sale signs are not to be placed on city street signposts, utility poles, or in the grassy area between a street and sidewalk, which is known as the city's right-of-way.
We've had garage sales already, and we've had signs parked on stop signs and on street signs and all of this, and in city right-of-way, and they can't do that. I tore down signs and took them back to the people, and I was very nice about it. I didn't get upset, but I said, you can't do that.
Elsewhere in the news, in an update to our earlier reports, the Iowa State Patrol says a man from Plattsmouth, Nebraska was injured in a collision that took place Monday evening on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The crash happened at around 5:43 p.m. near mile marker 49 on I-80 westbound. According to the patrol, 52-year-old Juan Rodriguez of Plattsmouth was driving an SUV that had stopped on the shoulder. He was in the process of re-entering the roadway when his vehicle was struck in the rear by a semi. The truck driver was identified as 54-year-old Marion Killingsworth of Decatur, Alabama. Rodriguez, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Midwest Air Helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha for treatment of his injuries. Killingsworth was not hurt in the crash. The accident remains under investigation. And one person was injured in a motorcycle accident in Shenandoah early Wednesday evening. Authorities confirmed the accident occurred at the intersection of Highway 59 and Nishna Road. One person was said to be taken by Shenandoah EMS to the hospital. Additional details are currently not available. That is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.